Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Madonna's going out on tour, and she's doing something a little bit different this time around. Small venues, intimate.
Yes, amazing. And something that comedians have been doing since the dawn of time regarding the phones.
Yes.
Is taking them away.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to have a cell phone. And, you know, as I started to hear about this, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Finally, something me and Madonna agree on. Put phones away. Like, it's just so distracting now because the phones are so big. The screens are beautiful. They're bright. They're vibrant colors. But when you hold it up.
The room is dark typically when you're in a concert.
Correct. And you hold it up and I get it. You're in the moment and you want to grab this special moment, your favorite artist or whatever. But what you're forgetting is the person right behind you is now looking, trying to look around you. And that's happening all across the venue. And it ruins. It's kind of like it just takes you out of the moment.
Like I want to be, you know, full disclosure here. The last concert I went to, I took a picture of Blondie and one of Elvis Costello and then one video of him singing just the chorus of my favorite song. And that was it. But it's so difficult to look at a concert, especially if you're sitting in the back through somebody else's phone, as opposed to being able to see them.
Right. And I get it. I get you want to take a picture or whatever, a short video. We have to do it for work all the time. Yeah. Like if I don't take a picture of the concert I'm at and put it on Instagram, Sal's yelling at me like, hey, were you even there?
When I was at the Jonas Brothers, we were in the pit. We were lucky enough to be there. And of course, I'm trying to run around and take a picture of Kevin Jonas so I can have that moment and have it for work. But I also hate having my phone. I've made a conscious effort in the last couple of years to put my phone away.
And regarding the phones, they're going to be really safe with them. You put them in a locked bag and you get it back when you walk back out again.
Right. Danielle, so are we sounding old or do you agree with this? What do you think?
No, I think that what if my child had an emergency and they had to call me? Or what if there was a bomb or something? I mean, you never know what's going to happen these days.
Yeah, I understand that part. But we were more speaking of you know, taking pictures and taking videos.
No, we're talking about the person that pulls out their cell phone and holds it up in front of you so that you can't see the stage for an entire hour.
You're watching the entire show someone else's screen.
That's annoying.
take advantage of your time there. You don't need to record for everyone to watch it because nobody really watches it anyways.
Right. Agreed. Like every video that you shoot, every photograph that you take is crappy. The audio is terrible.
Right.
Just put your phone away. Leave it
out on the experience.
Right. Right. Now, we get the whole part about if there's an emergency. That's not what we're saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
I was looking at what they're doing. The program is called Yonder.
Yep.
So you can use your phone to digitally scan in with your ticket, and then they give you this thing called Yonder. You put your phone in it, and I guess it goes with you to your seat, but it locks. You can't use your phone. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to use your phone, you would leave the venue, go back out to a designated Yonder space, and you could use your phone, and then you put it back in the thing and then go back into the show, which, you know, is a lot to go through. But you also have to understand, like, the artists are losing money. Like, the days of, like, concert footage that you would sell to make money on. Mm-hmm. And then also think about the viral moments that happen. The video of an artist falling off stage, right? Like, if I get that video and I put it, I'm getting all these clicks. I'm getting all this notoriety. Well, the artist doesn't own that anymore. It now belongs to whoever the fan is that took the video illegally because you're not supposed to record anything at a venue anyway. It says it all over the place when you go
in. I think that changed. That changed throughout the years with like back in my day, you know, you would bring in an actual camera and they made you go back and put it in your car. But like I said before, comedians have been doing this for years. I remember being across the street when Dave Chappelle was here at the Wilbur and it took a while for the line to get through. And they told you, get here early because we are taking your phones. We're putting them in a bag and that's what's going to happen. And they've been, you know, so nobody would steal their stuff. It's their show. It's their music. Right. It's up to them what they do.
Somebody said, we'll use your watch to check. No, they're taking watches everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says in the thing, no electronic devices will be allowed in the venue. And it sucks that she has to go to this. There are other artists that are doing it too. But as a fan that wants to go and watch my favorite artist, I agree with her. I want to watch. I want to experience. I don't want to watch it through your phone.
Yeah.
You know, just get off my lawn.
But it takes away special moments. Like, say Madonna brought out a special guest or something, and then I take a picture of it, I post it.
Right.
You're gonna know for the next night. It just it doesn't take away the surprise and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.